KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, let's check high school softball or volleyball play last night around the area first. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, Kemper Catholic downing Atlantic in three straight. It was 25-18, 25-14, and 25-18, the game scores. Also, Red Oak swept three from Denison. It was St. Albert taking three straight from Shenandoah. In the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center over Riverside three in a row. Trainers swept three from Missouri Valley. And Underwood, likewise, a 3-0 win over Logan Magnolia. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2. It was Boyer Valley beating Peyton Sherdan 3 in a row. Glidden Ralston swept 3 from Woodbine. From the Corner Conference Tournament last night in the consolation match, it was Sydney over Griswold 3 in a row. And the championship, East Mills outlasting Stanton 3-2. Also, Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 3-1. Orient Mexburg over Diagonal 3 in a row. Audubon Activities Director Sean Burks announced Wednesday that the JV varsity volleyball matches between the Wheelers and AHSTW that's scheduled for Tuesday, October 6th, have been canceled. Both school districts have recently had to call off other activities due to issues related to COVID-19, and those issues won't be resolved in time for that Tuesday event to be held with confidence. Take a look at the latest volleyball rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In Class 1A, Janesville's number one this week with Wapsie Valley and Holy Trinity Catholic 2 and 3. Coon Rapids Bayard is in at number 7 this week. In Class 2A, Western Christian, Wilton, and Dyke New Hartford are the top 3 rated teams, with Underwood at number 7. ACGC fell out of this week's top 15. In Class 3A, Osage, Mount Vernon, and Clarion Goldfield Dows are the top 3 teams. Red Oak is at number 10. In Class 4A, it's Sergeant Bluff Luton and Cedar Rapids Xavier, the top 2. Glenwood is at number 3 in this week's poll. Harlan dropped out of the top 15. And in Class 5A, Dowling Catholic, Ankeny, and Cedar Falls are the top 3 teams in this week's poll. In high school cross-country action last night at the Southeast Polk Invitational, on the girls' side, it was West Des Moines Valley winning with 43 points. Waukee with 82 and Southeast Polk with 90 were 2 and 3. Atlantic checked in at number 8 with 235 points. Individually, Ainsley Erzin of Carlisle was the champion with Lauren McMahon of Ankeny number 2. No area runners in the top 10. Taylor McCready of Atlantic had the top placing for her team, placing 28th, while Ava Rush was 35th for Atlantic. On the boys' side, Dallas Center Grimes with 44 points, the team champs. West Des Moines Valley with 88 was second. Ankeny with 89 points, placing third. Atlantic total 170 points, good for a 7th place finish. Individually, Aiden Ramsey of Dallas Center Grimes and his teammate Jacob Ewers were the top 2 runners. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic placing 3rd in that meet yesterday. Also for Atlantic, Zane Berg placing 23rd and Drew Engler 33rd in that meet. Also at the Shenandoah Cross Country Invitational last night, on the girls' side, Glenwood won the team title with 37 points. Trainer with 123 second, Clarinda third with 130 points. Individually, Mason Hartley of Clarinda was the champion, with Clara Teagland of Trainer placing second. Audubon's Grace Slater running 7th in that meet yesterday. On the boys' side, Lewis Central with 49 points, the team champs. Glenwood had 80 points for second, and Thomas Jefferson third with 91. Also in the individual competition, Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson was the champ. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central placing second in that run yesterday. Well, the Riverside Bulldogs have been able to line up a new football opponent for tonight after their game with AHSTW was canceled due to COVID-19 issues in the AHSTW district. The Bulldogs, who are 4-1, will take on Class 2A Davis County this week instead. Those teams will meet in Leon for the game at Central Decatur High School, and the game will be a 6:30 kickoff instead of 7 p.m. The Bulldogs had a couple of other possibilities on the hook, but nothing materialized until Davis County made contact with them and said they were willing to search for a neutral site. Taking a look at the high school football schedule for tonight, here on the radio this evening, we have a Class 2A District 9 matchup for you. Both here on the radio and on the web, as Atlantic is on the road at Shenandoah tonight. We'll have all that action for you here this evening on KJAN. In fact, here on the radio, you can hear from Coach Mike McDermott this afternoon at 4:45. That's when we have Trojan Preview for you here on KJAN. That 15-minute visit with Chris Parks coming up later on this afternoon. Then coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, it's our Who's Gonna Win program as we take a look at some of the area football games around the region. That's at 6, followed at 6:30 by our pregame show as we take a look at the two teams. The lineups get you set for our broadcast tonight. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock in Shenandoah this evening. Now, I'll have the broadcast for you tonight here on the radio, and we'll be bringing you that live both here on the radio and on the web. You can listen at KJAN.com as well, or watch with us. We'll have live streaming video of that football game tonight for you on the KJAN TV channel. Just go to KJAN.com and you can find the KJAN TV link. Watch it along with us here this evening. Again, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. That's in 2A District 9. Other 2A District 9 games, Clarinda at Greene County, Des Moines Christian is at Red Oak. In Class 3A District 9, Harlan is at Creston, while Carroll goes to Glenwood. In 4A, Abe Lincoln is at Thomas Jefferson tonight. Also in Class 1A District 8, ACGC is at Panorama, Van Meter at Kemper Catholic, and Woodward Granger plays at West Central Valley. In District 9 in Class 1A, Missouri Valley is at East Sac County, OABCIG is at Underwood, Trainer is at Maple Valley. In Class A tonight, District 8, Earlham is at Nottoway Valley, Ogden at Wayne, Perry at Madrid. In District 9 in Class A, Sydney is at Southwest Valley, Tri-Center plays at St. Albert tonight. And as we mentioned just a bit ago, Riverside is playing a non-district game versus Davis County. A game will be played at Central Decatur, and that's a 6:30 kick tonight. Also in Class A District 10, IKM Manning is at Westwood, Ridgeview at Woodbury Central, and West Monona Whiting will play at Logan Magnolia. In 8-man football tonight in District 7, East Mills is at East Union. In District 8, Arweva at Exira EHK, West Harrison Whiting is at Bowyer Valley, and Woodbine at Glidden Ralston tonight. Again, there are a few games around the region that had been canceled tonight because of the COVID outbreaks in some schools and illness in others. In college football news, Appalachian State has postponed next week's football game against Louisiana Lafayette due to positive COVID-19 cases and contact tracing. The school announced the move 6 days before the teams were set to meet in Sun Belt Conference play in Boone, North Carolina. That game will be rescheduled for either December 4th or 5th. Also in college football news, Stanford cornerback Paulson Adebo is opting out of the 2020 season to prepare for next year's NFL draft. Adebo is projected as one of the top cornerbacks in the country after leading the nation with 38 passes defended to go along with 8 interceptions in his past 2 seasons for the Cardinal. Well, somebody had to avoid a loss last night. The Denver Broncos have their first victory after a 37-28 win over the winless New York Jets at the Meadowlands. Brandon McManus put Denver ahead to stay by drilling a 53-yard field goal with 3:08 remaining following a face mask call that prolonged that drive. Melvin Gordon put the game out of reach with a 43-yard touchdown burst on Denver's next offensive series. Gordon had a couple of scores and 107 yards rushing. The Tennessee Titans find themselves back in a waiting mode, hoping the NFL allows them back inside their headquarters by Tuesday. Their game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that was scheduled for Sunday in Nashville is now postponed until later in the season after one additional Titans player and one personnel member tested positive for COVID-19. The Titans have now had confirmed cases in 5 players and 7 members of the organization over the past 5 days in the NFL's first outbreak. The announcement Thursday morning came a day after the league said it hoped to play the game either Monday or Tuesday. The NFL said a new game date will be announced shortly. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings have reopened their headquarters for team activities. Their resumption of practice followed another morning of 0 positive COVID-19 test results 4 days after they played the Titans. Minnesota plays at Houston on Sunday. Well, the Padres have forced a Game 3 in their National League Series by slamming 5 home runs in an 11-9 comeback win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night, a game heard here on KJAN. The Cards led 6-2 until Fernando Tatis crushed the first of his 2 home runs, a 3-run blast in the 6th inning. Manny Machado then one batter later went deep, and Will Myers homered in both the 7th and 8th innings to give the Padres some breathing room. Tatis collected 5 RBIs, Myers drove in 4, and Tommy Pham provided 4 of San Diego's 15 hits. The Atlanta Braves and the Oakland Athletics have ended long postseason droughts thanks in part to the watered-down best-of-3 wildcard series. The Braves picked up their first postseason series victory since 2001, and the A's picked up a series win for the first time in 14 years. Rookie Ian Anderson was sharp in his postseason debut before the Braves completed their second straight shutout of the Reds 5-0. The A's were staring at a 3-0 deficit and another opening round elimination before scoring 4 times in the 4th inning in a 6-4 victory against the Chicago White Sox in Game 3. The Dodgers also finish up their wild card series as Clayton Kershaw struck out 13, allowing 3 hits over 8 innings in the Dodgers' 3-0 shutout to the Brewers. And Game 2 of the Cubs-Marlins series in Chicago was postponed Friday due to the threat of Thursday due to the threat of rain. Miami took the opener 5-1 on Wednesday. That game will be played this afternoon instead. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.